Hello, people, and welcome to episode 21 of Shut Up and Listen. Our podcast is now legal age to drink.
Yep, 21, just the way I like them.
Probably going to get wasted.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yep, Maverick's already in the party mood.
Yep, I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon. You heard Maverick already. He's well underage, though, so no one turned us in to the cops for underage drinking.
Yeah, I realized after our last podcast that you asked me to do that parents that didn't keep their kids in control.
I was going to bring that up.
And so, I sure didn't.
Yeah, you did the exact opposite, so probably going to have to give you some lashings. I'd beat you over the head with a wiener or a sock full of soap.
All right.
So, you know.
As long as it's not a sock full of coins, I'm okay.
Hey, I got some coins. We could try that out.
Yeah.
Depends on if you make up for it.
What are you drinking on tonight?
I sound funny. Just a cool, crisp Pepsi Cola.
It looks like you've got some string cheese.
I do. Well, it's not string cheese. It's actual, like, a block of cheese because I'm starving. I haven't eaten dinner, so this is going to hold me over, and I can make awkward noises while we record.
Woo-hoo.
Speaking of awkward, what did you think of that icky moment thing I sent you guys the other day?
That was awesome. I showed everyone at work.
I read it to Colt at work, and he was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to hell for laughing at that. I said, hey, we didn't write it. We just read it, so no big deal.
Yeah. See, what do you have in store for tonight?
Well, I've got a couple of grinds, and also I'm going to actually compile a list tonight. Since I'm leaving on Tuesday for a ski trip, I'm going to have you help me make sure I've got a good list of things to take with me. Okay. So we're just going to brainstorm some things randomly during the episode.
All right.
And hopefully I can have all my supplies.
I've got like 4 open letters written.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you're going to do the one that of the kids who can't control the parents who can't control their kids.
Yeah, and then I'm going to do another one that, screw seal. That one's just going to be have to put on the back burner. But this is about, the other one I'm going to do is about someone else that's on my list.
Woo!
It's kind of towards like last week, but just a different person.
Gotcha.
I've got Dr. Jeff.
Naturally.
I've got grind my gears.
Naturally.
And that's it.
I don't really have any lubes tonight.
We'll just say boobs.
Not in the lube mood. Definitely in the boob mood. That's a definite.
We'll just say boobs and leave it at that.
Yeah, any time of day. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm in the boob mood.
So I've got a quick question before we really start on our whatever
things. 5 inches, but it's really long.
Yeah.
Or, 5 inches wide, but it's really long. Yeah. Needed to clarify that.
You know how, like, when you're with your buddies or whatever, you say, oh, you fag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Are gay people like, oh, you're such a straight to each other?
I think so. I think that's exactly what they say.
Dude, quit being straight.
Quit being such a hetero, man. You're such a hetero. Yeah, I think that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, you're such a straight, dude.
Yeah, that is true. I am such a straight.
Yeah.
I like chicks.
Not chicks with dicks.
No. And not chicks who formerly had dicks.
Yeah.
But chicks that have always been chicks.
I've always wondered that. I need to find a gay and be like, hey, is that an insult in gay culture?
And I know some gays. I will ask.
Be like, ooh, you're such a straight, and see if they get pissed or not.
You should ask Cordell.
Yeah.
Our Cordell moment for the episode came early tonight. Boom, just like me. Boom. Self-burn.
I forget. You know, we totally stopped doing gay text to Cornell. We need to start that.
It's true, because he never responds to anything, so
yeah.
It's always more fun when he responds. When he doesn't, it's just kind of like, come on, buddy.
Well, we should do that, and if he doesn't respond, just make up something.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be like, hey, guess what Cornell said? He wanted to put 5 wieners in his mouth.
Yeah, we can do that.
In case the viewers are wondering, the white stuff all over the studio is my Maverick decided to rip open his Stormtrooper toy and start pulling out all the cotton earlier tonight while I was setting up the studio. So there you go, murderer. It was a Stormtrooper though, so you know, no big loss. Also, I am wearing my American flag thong and velvet bathrobe, which I'm sure everyone's already noticed.
It's not awkward at all.
Jeff has a drink tonight. Also, what you sipping on there, buddy?
Cherry 7-Up.
Stuff's good. I like it.
I haven't had it in a while, so I thought, why not?
There you go. Yeah. You can't say that anymore.
Nope, because I've had it just a few seconds ago.
I watched you. Not creepy. Never is.
I think I'm going to start off with Dr. Jeff tonight.
We can do that.
There's actually a question for you in here.
Oh, good.
I did not print them out, by the way.
Did you text them to me or email them to me?
Nope.
No, you didn't? Okay.
Dr. Jeff. This Does Brandon have a large penis? Short man complex that has gay tendencies. Dear complex, your girlfriend moans like a wildebeest when he makes the sex, so ask her.
Yep. It's kind of like this. Oh, it's awesome. It turns me on.
What the fuck is a wildebeest anyway?
It's an animal.
Oh, okay.
Makes the sound. Oh.
Dr. Jeff, how do I tell a girl I like her? I'm so nervous. Signed, Unsure. Dear Unsure, you walk up to her and say, I really want to fuck because I think you're attractive and have a good personality.
Yeah.
That works, right?
Dr. Brandon's opinion is just to walk up and unzip your pants, push them down.
That works, too.
Hey, every time.
There
works every
might
time.
Be police involved later on, but, you know, not if you lay the pipe down.
That's
right.
That's right. Absolutely.
Dr. Jeff, where did you get your doctrine? Skeptical. Dear Skeptical, the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that's true. That's...
Dr. Jeff, what do you think of the Chinese? Signed, Asian American. Dear American, short with small pee-pees that have a very weird sense of humor. I hear the food is fantastic. Yeah. I'm not much for cats, though.
I do like some Chinese food. Oh, and by the way, that's just for Chinese dudes. The Chinese chicks hopefully don't have small wieners.
They might.
There's some attractive Chinese chicks, I think.
Yeah. Dr. Jeff, if you could be any three people and live their life from any time period, who would you be and why? Signed, Chipper McBallsack. Dear McBallsack, Hugh Hefner, no explanation needed. John Lennon, so I could tell Yoko to go fuck off and the Beatles wouldn't have broken up. And Steve Jobs, because he was an asshole, intelligent, and rich.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's all I got.
That was an actual serious answer.
Yeah.
I like that one. I would pick me if I could be anyone. Who else? I'd be Jennifer Aniston for one day.
Wouldn't leave the house.
Wouldn't leave the house. I'd take lots of pictures. And I'd say, thirdly, probably, that's a tough one. I'll have to get back to you on that one. Yoko Ono, so I could be like, no, John Lennon, Jeff. I will break up the Beatles. No, I wouldn't do that. Man, you totally miss Ringo Starr's song, though. Wow, it's so horrible. Like, how does that make it on the radio?
Just because he's a Beatle.
I guess.
Even if he's the shittiest one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, goodness.
The funny thing is, when they first came to America, he was like the most popular one because he was, you know, really humorous, and that didn't last long.
Yeah, yeah. Humorous. He was funny looking, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think I should take on this ski trip?
Fur thong.
Okay, yeah. I'm probably going to take that. And my furry pasties.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep those things warm. I've got, you know, I bought all the stuff I knew I needed, like snowboard pants and jacket, gloves. But, you know, thought maybe there's some things I'm missing that just aren't that obvious.
Hot chocolate?
Hot
chocolate?
I'm not a fan of chocolate.
Okay, coffee?
Probably take some coffee, yeah. Probably take some Irish cream for that coffee.
Thermos, so when you're snowboarding, you can just take a drink.
Yeah, because I'll probably be so good, I could probably pour coffee while I'm snowboarding.
Right.
No big deal. It couldn't be that difficult, right?
Maybe make a sandwich and eat it.
I could probably make a sandwich while I'm snowboarding. Probably maybe some soup, since it's going to be cold, or some chili.
Okay, real quick before we move on, have I ever told you my skiing story about falling off the ski lift?
I can't remember. Why don't you go ahead and tell it again, just in case.
All right. Well, it was with my church on a ski trip. You know, I grew up Catholic, and the priest was in the lift ahead of me.
I bet he was.
And I was smoking a joint.
Naturally.
You know, why not? So I'm about 20 feet up. My skis get caught on the guy I'm sitting with, skis, and I fell off.
You guys are tangling skis, huh?
Yeah. And I fell off, fell into a snowbank, like 20 feet. All right.
No big deal.
No.
I don't plan on doing that. Maybe I'll make the soup on the way up the ski lift.
And drink it, eat it on the way
down.
And
then eat it on the way down. Yeah. So it probably takes, you know, some potatoes and cheese, and that's all you need for soup, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Makes sense.
You might want a flamethrower just in case.
Well, naturally.
I mean, you never know if a polar bear is going to pop out or the
abominable snowman. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe you just want to heat up your soup.
Maybe I don't like the guy in front of me in the snow lift or the ski lift, whatever it is.
Maybe you might want to light a cigar.
Cigars on the list, definitely. I'm going to put that on the list. Yeah. All right, we'll think of some other things here in a bit. You want to grind some gears?
Yep.
Grind some gears.
You can go ahead. I gotta find mine.
Working?
Yep.
Working sucks. Balls. And like, not my balls. Like, I have to watch.
You have to watch people?
Yeah, I have to watch, you know, someone else have their balls sucked. That's how bad it is. Allergies, cold weather, which that's the one thing I'm dreading about this trip is the cold. Hopefully I'll be doing other stuff and...
make the coitus.
Yeah, hopefully making the coitus will make it a little steamier. You know? Being a passenger in a vehicle.
Yeah, I hate it too, man.
I mean, it's fine. I can read or take a nap, but it's just, I'd rather drive. A class, when you're in a class and there's one know-it-all, but they're just dumb. Like, they think they're a know-it-all, but really they're not.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, okay, there are some know-it-alls who have, you know, might actually have some knowledge, but this guy, one guy in the course I just took, my certification course, it just tried to make points that, like, he tried to sound smart making these points, but they were just all wrong and stupid. And it's like, you're hurting yourself here. You're hurting yourself, and it hurts to listen to you.
And it drags the class on longer
yes.
than it needs
oh,
to.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, I made the highest score in that course.
That's cool.
Don't want to brag.
So far, I mean, I haven't taken any tests or quizzes yet, but I've got a 94 in my math class.
Woo-hoo. Who are you cheating off of?
That Asian kid.
That's what I figured. I figured that would be it, yeah. When a chick won't give me a happy ending massage, grinds my gears.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
When I pull my pants down and they run away, probably because it's so big.
Probably like, that won't fit in me.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I had. All
right.
Not a very big list. I didn't prepare much for tonight. Been preoccupied. Preocupado for all you Espanols out there.
Me too, man. I'm telling you. I did like 3 hours of schoolwork today.
Nice.
I'm not very prepared either, but I've got a few grind my gears, and then I'll do the open letters, and then whatever.
We're good enough that we don't need to prepare much anymore.
All right. This actually kind of goes with your first one, Working for the Man.
It's true, yeah.
Romantic comedies, The Tooth Fairy, The Easter Bunny, Jehovah's Witnesses, when Plan B doesn't work either, so you have to go to C that involves sexing with a fat chick,
yeah.
Common cards. That's for all card collectors there, when you just get like some no-joe baseball card.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Periodic table.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that in my math class.
Really? In the math class?
Trivia crack, I mean.
Oh, I gotcha. I was going to say, that's weird.
Meth.
Mm-hmm.
The band Franz Ferdinand. When you butt pee. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
Dennis Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Red Rockets.
Maverick.
Verizon. Back to the Future 3.
Yeah.
Rosemary. Judas. Miss Pac-Man. Tumbleweeds. Bony Chicks. Chicks mm-hmm. with Dicks. Trail
yeah.
Mix. Peter Pan. When Shit Hits the Fan. Ham. Big Macs. Vans. Starch. Ties. The word Pap Schmear. Perms, undercooked meat, and feet.
Whatever, I know you love perms.
Just if I have one.
Well, I was going to say, you aspire to grow a perm one of these days. Yeah, I'm going to add that to my list. Just going to the bathroom, period. It's like it's a waste of my time. I'm just going to hold it in from now on. I don't think that should be a problem.
No, you just blow up one day.
Hey, at least I'd go out. Exciting way.
It's true.
Can you imagine the news story there?
Yeah.
That would be sweet. I'd be proud. I hope you'd be proud of me.
I would. So I thought of a new thing you need to bring on your
okay, yeah.
thermals.
Thermals, yes. In fact, that was what I texted you about the other day. If you're working, I didn't know if I was going to ask and see if you guys still had any in stock.
We do.
Cool. I might come in and I'll try them on. In fact, I'll wear them and walk around the store for a while just to see if they're comfy.
You should.
See if they grip in the right places.
See if you have a big bulge or not.
Well, I'm definitely going to have a big bulge. It's going to run down the side of my leg. I hope I don't accidentally run my snowboard over it. I'm wondering if what's his name? The Dr. Jeff guy has any doubts anymore. I'm trying to subtly hint.
Oh, yeah.
That's big. It's about the size of a, I don't know, small passenger train, and it's powerful.
It makes that noise, too.
It does. And then it makes you make that noise. Well, no. I make the noise, too, too. And the girl goes, ah.
I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it does.
It's really awkward for the neighbors, but...
They're like, Brandon's fucking again.
Aww. What would you do if a chick did that?
Well, record it, first of all. Then I'd go as quick as I can and get the maker sent go home.
Yeah, man. One of those things we talk about, like, what's something that would happen that she could do or say that would make you just want to get up and leave?
Or instantly go limp. Like... Man, when my brother does this, it's way different.
Oh, Daddy said it would be just like this. Dirty.
All right, I'll do an open letter real quick. I'll do the parents that can't control their
yes,
kids.
Please get us out of this hole.
Conversation.
Notice I said hole.
Dear horrible parent, are you the only one that doesn't hear your child screaming like a woman giving birth to a 20-pound kid with a low pain tolerance? Give them some Cheerios or your phone to play with. Why is it people always give them Cheerios?
I don't know.
They're like, here, have some Cheerios. And the kid's like, yay.
No, no. No clue. I didn't get Cheerios.
Cheerios, first of all, to me, aren't that good. Second of all, you want to make me happy? Give me some fucking Fruit Loops.
Or at least make them Honey Nut Cheerios, not just plain Cheerios.
Yeah, or honeycombs or something. Don't just let them roam and fuck up the store to keep them occupied. Leaving them at a treadmill, in the toys, or just around some random people isn't the solution. Last time I checked, those things aren't considered a babysitter. That's a code Adam just waiting around the corner.
Yes.
You want to know how to control your kids? Bust their ass. They have to go to therapy for that, and their head was fucked up anyways. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't work, then put them on Beyond Scared Straight and let the inmates scream at them until they cry and decide prison isn't the place for them.
Right.
There's always the exceptions, though. If you're a hot chick, it's okay. Your kids can act crazy.
That's right.
This is Jeff signing off with the Go Fuck Yourself. Slowly. Absolutely.
Yes. I remember when I worked at your place of employment.
Yes.
One instance where a kid was just freaking out. And so the dad was carrying the kid or something like that and just not doing anything to stop it. Like he would be like, you know, stop crying. But this little girl was freaking out, throwing a tantrum and was trying to bite her dad. Like, I don't know, on the ear or shoulder. And
trying to Mike Tyson.
Yeah. And so he's like, you better not bite me or else you're in trouble. And so she did. And he's like, go to your mom. Like, well, that's not disciplining your child.
No.
I would have probably.
I would have headbutted.
Probably gone. Yeah.
Like, oh, like, you like that? Huh?
I want to bite you back.
You like that little girl, huh?
I ain't got no problem biting a kid.
Yeah.
I'm violent. Can't stand it. It's always someplace like a movie or something like that where, geez, control your children.
Yeah. It reminds me of that Family Guy when they're in the airplane and that kid's crying by Peter and he's like, oh, God.
I don't know. I'm not on airplanes. I don't remember the last time I was on an airplane and a child bothered me.
I can't remember the last time I was on an airplane, period.
About this time last year for me on the way to Arizona. Man, it seems like it was a long time ago. 1 year. Goodness.
A lot of chicks screwed in that
man,
time.
I tell you. Yeah. Millions. Probably in the billions.
Probably.
20 or 30 billion chicks.
That's like the size of Asia.
Hey, maybe I should put that on the list. 200 or 300 condoms.
Yeah, at least.
I'll take 400 just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
It's a 7-day trip, so yeah. Probably 400.
Do they have a hot tub?
I'm hoping so.
I was just wondering if they do. You don't need a swimsuit.
No, that's not on the list. I might take my American flag thong just in case.
if you're gonna go in a hot tub, just wear whitey tights. Yeah.
I might wear the American flag thong skiing, like on the snowboard down.
Might as well.
So I'm probably not going to wash it between now and then, though. So no big deal. It's not. I'm not going to.
What's that smell?
I'm not going to be wearing it long anyway, right?
Yeah. I mean, it won't be like a third of the way down the hill before you probably take them off anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, four. We'll just say 400 condoms.
They'll be like, "What just went down here? A huge snake?"
Yeah, that's how I plan on winning the race, because it's going to cross the finish line way before anyone else. Oh, you won by a cock.
A huge cock.
Didn't even cross the start line, and I already won.
All right, I got my second open letter.
Should probably take some roofies, too, just in case.
Yeah, and some colada.
Yeah, probably roofie colada. All right, open letter.
This is about someone I hate.
And there you go.
And you know this person.
Awesome.
Dear bird lady, what the hell do you want with me? Can you not handle the fact of someone hating you? Is there sexual tension? Tell me what the fuck is going on, because despite what women think, men are not mind readers. If you want to fuck, then tell me. If you don't want to be hated by someone, tell me. At least be honest with yourself and me. You're at a point where you don't have a choice in the matter, because I hate you more than I like you. I'll give you credit, though. You could suck a tennis ball through a water hose.
Oh, man.
Do you need a real man because yours isn't satisfying your needs? You ignore me whenever your man is around because if he looks into my eyes, he will know I fucked your brains out. You lied about our relationship to everyone, but privately admitted it to me. When he kisses you, does he know he's kissing my penis? Get off your high horse. You aren't any better than anyone else. Now that I think about it, you can go to hell, bitch. I hate your face. I hope you try and talk to me the next time you see me. I wish your man was there so I could punch him in his eye socket.
I'd like to be there, too.
I'm going to verbally bitch slap you until you cry and run away and realize what a piece of shit you are. Go fuck yourself is my sign off. So go do that, you dumb bitch.
Wow. Yeah, I want to be there, too. So I have a front row seat. You can tag me in if you need to. Just for the fun of it.
Just because. It's fun to verbally bitch slap people.
Yeah. And chicks can be so dumb. Like, just ridiculously dumb.
Yeah.
I don't get it. They think because they're chicks, they get a free pass or whatever.
Yeah, that's not the way the world works.
Like, I can do anything I want to you, but you can't talk bad to me because I'm a woman.
I have a vagina.
Yeah, who cares? Equal. You want to be equal? I'm going to talk to you like a man.
Yep.
Don't get me on that soapbox, Maverick.
Yeah, but that's all I have for tonight.
Nice. Any other things I should take? Take a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
At least 400 or 500. One for each girl.
Okay.
That I make coitus with. So.
Earmuffs?
What? Yeah. I could take some earmuffs. Probably a something to muffle the sound of when they go, ah.
Just use your thong for that.
Or I'll be like, hey, did everyone hear that moose? Man, there's a moose around here. So, yeah, I could use a thong. But, man, I don't know what else I need besides suit making materials. Roofie coladas, coffee, 400 condoms. I don't, what else is there?
Yeah, you're pretty much covered with all that.
I think so. Speaking of being covered, yeah, it should be a fun trip. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you can talk about it when you get back.
I will, so it's going to be I'll have to be a slight delay in the next episode, so unless Jeff decides to do it solo by himself.
I'm used to doing it by myself.
Yeah, which reminds me, speaking of do it by yourself, check the Facebook by yourself. Tell other people about our show by yourself. Send in some Dr. Jeff suggestions by yourself. Think of some top 5 stuff, which I haven't actually prompted yet, but I'll get around to doing that. Maybe I'll do that since we'll have the extended delay between episodes. That'll give some extra time to think about it. So
yeah, get people to like our page, tell people about it, all the stuff he just said. If you don't, your penis will fall off. That's or right. Your boob will fall off.
Yeah.
Just one boob, so then you'll be all awkward shaped.
You'll start walking crooked. So, again, if you want to be our intern, go ahead and send all the qualifications. Like
hot chick nude photos.
Yeah, yeah. Cup size, height, weight.
Dudes, don't even bother.
Yeah, don't even try.
If Cornell were on the show, then it'd be different.
Well, yeah. We still need to get him on, so. But, yeah, there you go.
All right.
The happy 21st episode.
We're going to get wasted now.
Yeah, the podcast's going to... Podcast. See, I'm already wasted. I can't even say podcast. This Pepsi's starting to hit me, though, so...
Yeah.
Maverick, I think, is wasted, so...
All right, well, people, get spayed or neutered to control the idiot population. We don't need any more know-it-alls that are dumb in our classes.
Absolutely. And remember, 90% of the hands you shake are used for masturbation.
You're such a straight.
You are such a straight. OMG. Can't even.